Watch your mouth. Turn to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. I'm going to be all over this today. Just give me a few minutes, y'all, and we'll be out of here. But y'all just roll with me for a few minutes. The book of James. We're going to look at chapter 3. I'm going to deal with the whole of all from verses 1 all the way down to verse 12, but I want to pull out a little section. We're going to look at James chapter 3, verses 8, 9, and 10. Amen? When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Go ahead, let him in. And I want everybody to get all this. Amen? James chapter 3, verses 8 and verse 9. Whoo, Lord. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Go ahead and let them in. Amen. Come on in. Amen. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation right quick. Listen up. No man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Okay, I read you the same thing, King James Version. Amen? My brothers and sisters, the tongue is something that's very powerful. The words that come out of our mouth are very powerful. Somebody said a long time ago, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I don't know who wrote that. Because the worst hurt I ever felt was over what somebody said. Hadn't been too many people that put their hands on me. Oh, but some folks have sure put their mouths on me. Do we have any victims out there? Amen. That tongue is a powerful, powerful, powerful thing. Let's look what the word says. Let's look at what James says here. The Bible says a great deal about the tongue. That David prayed for the Lord to set watch and keep the door of his lips. Some of us need to pray for that today. The writer of Proverbs declared that the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. Jesus warned about judgment regarding using the tongue in Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37. James said it takes a perfect person not to offend by words. That's James 3 and 3. The way we talk reveal what we think, for out of the abundance of his heart a man speaks. The use of the tongue either crowns or curses the Christian. Hallelujah, somebody. The index to our spiritual health is how we talk. Our speech reveals what kind of person we really are. My brothers and sisters, the way we talk really reveals who we really are. Have you checked your speech lately? Have you recorded yourself and played yourself back lately? Well, what are you saying and who are you saying it to? Maybe that's why we have a couple of empty seats this morning, because somebody said, I ain't going out there. Pastor, they get on my nerves. Orange Chapel, I can't stand it. Somebody might have been listening to you. That's why it's an empty seat between Johnny and Tony this morning. Because of something you said, but you hear anyway. Out of the same mouth proceeding blessings and cursings. My brethren, this shouldn't be. But how many of us are guilty? Woo! We're talking out of both sides of our mouth. I really... With all y'all being here this morning, I mean, it's a full house this morning. I love to preach and stand on one foot and holler, he's all right, for 20 minutes and let y'all go home. But I think we need something that we can take with us this week that'll help ourselves and help somebody. Amen? We need to watch our mouths. Lady I work with, and I've told y'all this story a few times. Amen. She's always got negative things to say to people and about people, and she always professes to be this great Christian, always talking about her church and her pastor. And there's one lady that's really not that close to God. She's not a frequent member of church or anything like that. And I really question whether the young lady's saved or not. But she said, but if that's a Christian, I don't want to be one. And I'd hate to be that Christian that's running around talking about I'm a Christian. Amen. But based on my conduct, based on my speech, based on what I do and what I say. Amen. People, amen, that don't know Christ can't see him through me. There ought to be something about you that reminds people of Jesus. Amen. My brothers and sisters, if we look at the book of James and we look at around verses, let's look at verse 3. Let's start at verse 3. And we're talking about the tongue here. It says, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which thought they be so great, and they are driven of fierce winds, yet they turn about with a very small helm, whichsoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. My brothers and sisters, verses 3-5 illustrate the great potential of the tongue and how it directs. Like a bit that controls a horse and the helm that controls the ship, the power of the tongue is effective to direct lives of others into the right or the wrong path. Some of us are guilty this morning for telling somebody the right thing, but some of us are guilty for telling folks the wrong thing. Hallelujah, somebody. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? The tongue is a very small thing, my brothers and sisters, but a tongue can cause great damage. Amen. Some things that somebody said to you a long time ago, you still hadn't gotten over it. Amen. Amen. Those of us who watch Color Purple, we remember those words that Mr. spoke to Seeley when he looked at it and said, you're black. You ain't ugly. See, Suge got spunk. Y'all remember that? We all remember when he told her that she was just black and ugly and she wasn't never going to be nothing. And then daddy started laughing and said, yeah, maybe you're going to sweep out the caboose. Y'all remember that? How many of us felt for Seeley in the movie Color Purple because of the way that Mr. treated her? How many of us felt sorry for, how many of us, even when we look at that movie, those of us that read the book, she was abused, amen, verbally her whole life. Nobody got time for that. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to step up and be who we say we are. Because you and I were placed here to bless other people in speech and in action. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. We can direct people in the right or wrong. We must ever be aware of the idle word, the questionable story, the deliberate lie, the half-truth, which is really a whole lie. Some of us think we tell a little bit, it's a little white lie. Ain't no such thing as a little white lie. Lies are lies are lies. Amen? Y'all better pray with me today now. I'm trying to help somebody watch your mouth. If the tongue is properly regulated, the whole man as the horse is managed by the bit and the ship is steered by the helm. It is brought under total control, my brothers and sisters. Now, the tongue is something very small. But you are what you say you are. Some of us, some of us weren't thuggish till we started saying we were a thug. We started talking like a thug. We even started listening to music where they were talking about thuggish things. Some of us knew nothing about selling drugs till we heard somebody else talk about it. And we started talking about it. We got caught into that conversation. Some of us weren't raised to be a hoochie mama. Uh-oh. But we started hanging around with the hoochie mamas and talking like the hoochie mamas. So guess what? Now you taking them kind of pictures on Facebook. But the tongue can turn the whole man. Let me tell you something. When I started talking about God, Tony, when I started talking about God, I had to change up my lifestyle. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah, how many of y'all, I'm known for being a basketball player. Back in the day, people still ask me, can you still hoop? No, I can't hoop. My son can. I'm old. But people knew me from playing basketball. And y'all, let me, none of y'all would want to be on the court when I was on the court. I could play, but Johnny, I could talk better than I played. I'd do you and tell you about it. Cuss you and your mama out on the court. Front page, McGuire scores 30. Yeah, be cussed out 40, though. Intimidated people with my mouth. And let me tell y'all something. See, I was still playing ball when the Lord really got a hold to me. And I went out on the court and I said, wait a minute, I can't tell this dude what I want to tell him. And y'all, like, I didn't play ball for 3 years because my mouth and what I had professed to be, I was still a work in progress. So what I had to do was get away from what tempted me to act a fool. Some of those conversations that you having, oh, hallelujah. Some of them folks is having those same conversations that you used to have, and you say you a child of God, and you come into the body of Christ. Guess what? You need to get away from them. Because you're not strong enough. So it took me a while to get strong enough to go hoop again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that's bottom. But I'm just being real, y'all. But the tongue is something that, and you know what? There's some people now that they can't even believe, hey, amen, I wasn't a bad dude. I just talked bad on the court. But that didn't line up with the word of God. Are y'all with me? And you know what's crazy is a lot of people that watched me that came up behind me, they did the same thing that I did. And guess what? I hung out with a guy, guess what, that helped me out in basketball, was a great guy, but I learned how to talk noise from him because that's what he did. He was real good, but he talked noise better. Amen? Does that make sense? The problem with the tongue, however, is that it has the power to direct in the right way as well as the wrong way. How many of y'all have ever received some bad advice? Amen. I received some bad advice in my life, and I made decisions based on what some older people told me. They should have been telling me the right thing, but they were telling me the wrong thing. Amen. The tongue has a power to direct. But if we look at James 3 and 6, it says, and the tongue is a fire. Lord have mercy. Woo! A world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. Did you see that? And setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Good God Almighty. Did y'all see that? So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body? Do you not understand that the tongue can mess everything up? That's the way we communicate. And you know what comes out? Stinking thinking comes out of your mouth. Ooh-wee. Some of us are guilty of stinking thinking. Some of us need to stay out of the break room because that's where they tell those jokes. Amen? We just need to take our break in our office. Eat our sandwich in our office because they're telling them dirty jokes in the break room. Or they're in there talking politics. And right now some of us can't handle that. Amen? Stay out of those conversations because you ain't going to do nothing but get mad. And say something that you don't have no business saying. Are y'all with me? My brothers and sisters, the tongue has the power to destroy. As we see in James chapter 3 and verse 6. It has the power to destroy. James gives us the tongue's description, comparing it to a fire and a world of iniquity. He further states that it defiles the whole body, sets on fire the course of nature, and itself sets a fire of hell. Good God Almighty, the tongue is compared, set a fire of hell? You know how hot that is? You know how destructive hellfire is? Hellfire is a fire that can never be put out. And some of the things that you spew out of your mouth ain't gonna never be put out. You done told lie on folk. Hey, yeah, girl, he funny. You don't know that. And the rest of that young man's life, he going around and people calling him funny. Lying on all these preachers. They ain't got that many women. Ain't that many women out there for him to get. Preachers say amen on the website. Y'all got quiet, but the preachers said amen. But what a powerful indictment for the tongue. The tongue defiles, destroys, and damns men, supporting sin, committing sin, condoning sin, excusing sin, and defending sin. Y'all know what the streets do all that? Have you ever been around people that condone sin? Say, Tony, man, it's all right, man. As long as don't nobody know it. You know, just keep that on the down low. How am I helping you? Tony, I got to tell you what's right. Tony, now you need to turn away from that, my brother. I love you, and I don't want to see no harm come to you. Sister Braxton, you know that ain't right. Amen. Brother Braxton, don't let her get out, man. Y'all get that right now. You know, but some of us, hey, man, you know, every once in a while, you got to put your hands on them. You know, they get out of hand. We talked about abuse the other night, didn't we? Every once in a while, you got, you know, we don't want to take that advice that Celia gave. What's her name? What's her name? Y'all know her name. Sophia.
Beat her.
Then Hoppo got his butt toe up. But condoning sin and excusing sin. Some of us excuse. Y'all know we have family members that's dead wrong. Some of us say, man, I'll be real with you. Some of us in here, we're not living right. Hey, man, you know, and the thing about it is, because you are such a hard worker, because you're intelligent, because you're smart, and all of those things that go along with it, you're all right. But you're missing out on blessings from God. And God can't really bless your mess. Amen? And boy, if you would just get that thing right, there is no limit to what the Lord can do. Amen? I can't condone sin at the OC. I'm just got to tell you like it is. Defending sin. Y'all know, just because that's my daddy and he's a deacon, that's my daddy. We family. If Ray is wrong, Ray is wrong. And if it's me and the rest of the deacons and the whole church against Ray, amen, he's our brother. We love him. When he's wrong, we got to tell him he's wrong. Amen? I don't care if he works at the funeral home. You know, I don't care if Tony's wrong. We got to tell Tony he's wrong just because he's a musician. Well, we don't want to make him mad. He'll leave us. So he's causing all this drama over the body of Christ. He's playing music over us. He got to be right because he kicked the service off. You know, some churches are never going, boy, let me leave that alone. You got some churches are never you don't even get out the blocks because you got the wrong people doing praise and worship. You condoning they stuff. I'm careful who I get a mic to. I'm just gonna be real with you. Call me what you want, but you're not finna sing over me. You're not finna play over me. You ain't even trying. Mm-mm. And y'all ought to feel the same way. Don't get quiet. Amen. Some Sundays you just sit down. Don't come up here. Till you pray. You better pray in the back. I got to get something off of me this morning. Don't come up here saying and mess all of us up. The tongue has the power to destroy. The hasty tongue, the hellish tongue, the heathen tongue. Ooh, y'all know some heathen tongues. The hypocritical tongue and the heartless tongue. They're all described in the book of James. When you have time, read that book of James about this mouth. The mouth. Some of us don't say mouth. We say mouth. Somebody went to sleep. I just wanted to wake him up. Oh, he's not talking correctly today. Let's look at the tongue has the power to delight. Look at this. The tongue has the power to do all these bad things. But guess what? When you get that thing right, look what the tongue has the power to do. Anybody want to go to verse 9 with me? Look at verse 9. Therewith bless we God, even the fathers. Therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings. We're talking about blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. And then we go on down. Doth the fountain send forth at the same time? Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain yield both? Both yield salt water and fresh. The illustration, my brothers and sisters, here in verse 11, James uses a fountain and fruit trees to set forth this truth. He argues, does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Now, there's an impossibility here. There's an illustration. Then look at the impossibility here. James declares that it is impossible, look at this, for a fountain to give both fresh water and salt at the same time. Likewise, it is impossible for the tongue to speak blessing and cursing at the same time. In the end, your blessings are contradicted and mean nothing. Hallelujah, church. If you try to, if you speak blessings and then you speak curse, when I get through preaching, I'm going to cuss every last one of y'all out. Stay where you are. What part of the sermon are you going to remember? How many of y'all going to be back next week? Thank you. Well, I got one. I have one that's going to come back. But the negative, my brothers and sisters, that's what we remember. Amen? Am I right about it? You've had a lot of great things that happen over the course of your years on this earth. And some of those awesome things you forgot. Yeah, you remember the first time you went to Disney World, the first time you rode a roller coaster, first time you kissed a boy, you kissed a girl. You know, you remember those things. But how many of y'all remember the negative things and bad things that happened to your life and you're just trying to forget those things that people said to you, people did to you? Now, am I hitting home with that? The blessings are going to be contradicted and mean nothing. That's why so many of us have disqualified ourselves. Can I go there for a minute? You know, in ministry, we always, y'all hear in the Bible where the Bible talks about being disqualified from the ministry. What do you think that means? Most of us think that means disqualified. You're not able to do it anymore. That word, when you look that word up in the Greek, you know what that means? That actually means disqualified. Means to have a black eye. Means to have a black eye. When we get up here and we've been speaking negative, when we've been doing negative, and we try to stand up before you, have anybody ever got a black eye? Okay, I'm the only one. A black eye, how many of y'all were happy about your black eye? That brings about embarrassment. Amen? So when we try to stand up, before God and before people, and we've been disqualified, it brings about embarrassment. That's the disqualification. It's not saying you can't still do what you do, but you stand up here like, oh, Lord, I'm embarrassed. I won a fight one time. A dude hit me in the eye. Only lick he got. I was so embarrassed, I didn't even want to go to school. We disqualify ourselves. We're embarrassed. We don't stand behind this pulpit because we know what we've been saying. We don't want to sing in the choir because we know what we've been. Ooh. I know, Lord. Help me, Lord, because they got quiet on me. These verses make it obvious that the Christian must discipline his tongue. The holy tongue, the happy tongue, the honest tongue, the humble tongue characterize the Christian. Is that your tongue? The happy tongue? The honest tongue, honest tongue. Lie won't tarry in the eyesight of God. Did y'all know, Boy, a lie. Y'all know how bad a lie is, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. The Bible says that all liars shall have their part in a what? Lake of fire. Burning brimstone and fire. Don't y'all know it's a special room in hell for liars? It don't say that about nobody else. They'll have their part. I'm just, you know, this is me, this Shannonology. But to me, that sounds like a special room. You better quit lying. You better watch your tongue. Because it's a special room for y'all. They're going to have their part. Thank you, Sister Roberta. The holy tongue, the happy tongue, the honest tongue, the humble tongue characterizes the Christian. He uses his tongue to pray for wisdom, help the afflicted, for helping the backsliders to be restored. He uses his tongue to praise his heavenly Father for his glory, goodness, and greatness. He uses his tongue to proclaim the gospel. How many of us are using our tongue for that? How much of your tongue is being used for that, and how much of your tongue is being used for bringing folks down? I know, this is a tough one, isn't it? Because blessings and curses shouldn't come out of the same mouth. It's tight, but it's right. Big Mama used to say that, you know, she used to give that old catfish medicine, castor oil, all that stuff. She'd be, baby, hold your nose and swallow this good for you. That's what I'm telling you this morning. Hold your nose, swallow this message because it's good for you. Don't get mad at me. Just watch your mouth. Amen? I'm going to go on and finish. We're going to give y'all some stitches and Neosporin and all that good stuff before we... Look at verse 8, part 8. But the tongue can no man tame. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It is an unruly... let's stop right there. The tongue, no man can tame. The tongue can only be tamed, my brothers and sisters. You know what? You can't tame your tongue on your own. You can leave here right now and try to... I'm not going to say nothing. Yes, you will. You'll be talking about somebody before you get to the road. Lord, did you see what they had on this morning? Ooh, that hair just didn't match. Ooh, his suit was too big. What was Pastor talking about? Oh, Lord. Why his wife sit in the back of the church? First lady should be on the front row. They must be into it. Are y'all with me this morning? Pastor's son and that girl was sitting back there on the back row again. Wonder what's going on with them. And they both turned red. The tongue can only be tamed, my brothers and sisters, by the Holy Spirit. Amen? And if the Holy Spirit abides within us, my brothers, we ought to be able to do something with this mouth. Woo! We got to ask the Lord, oh, hold my tongue. Amen? James declares, but no man can tame the tongue. If we cannot tame the tongue, we must rely on the Holy Spirit to do so in our lives. We are exhorted to yield our members unto God, unto the Lord. And this includes the tongue. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. It's easy to talk to your legs and tell your legs to don't go to this place or don't go to that place. Or it's easy to talk to your eyes and tell your eyes don't look. But my brothers and sisters, it takes, amen, the Holy Spirit, amen, to bridle this tongue. This morning on this chapel, I want to know, are you using your tongue to bless or are you using your tongue to curse? Amen, because here at Orange Chapel Baptist Church, under the hill out here in Arthur City, hallelujah, we want to bless the Lord in all times. His praises are going to continually to be in our mouths because he's been so good to each and every one of us.